I'm sorry, everybody. I don't like being the Debbie Downer, especially to start this show, but Elle, I have some terrible, terrible breaking news.
I don't know what happened.
Power Hour has been shut down by the bosses.
By the bosses. Did you ass out?
So we went about 30 seconds without our first bleep.
By the bosses.
Yes. Listen, Elle. Well, actually, go ahead. Introduce the show.
Welcome to the Elle Duncan Show, where I believe that it got shut down by the bosses mean Gary did Gary math.
No.
As it relates to Power Hour and thought it meant consuming two beers and really it's like five.
Two and a half. It's 10.
Okay.
And I was ready. But here's the thing. This is the beautiful thing. This is both the blessing and the curse for having a well-respected, well-viewed, and well-listened-to multi-platform program, which is the Elle Duncan Show with Gary Streisky. People keep their eyes and ears to the streets. And when this thing took fire on social media like it does, because you, again, have blessed me with teaching me something that I didn't know in my 37 years, what Power Hour was. And, of course, we discussed last time, hey, we're going to do it on the next Elle Duncan Show remote. I may have gotten a text from, of course, a boss that is the best.
Yeah, we love her.
Well respected. Love her so much. She said, hey, by the way, if you're going to do Power Hour, don't do Power Hour. Don't do beer.
If you're thinking of doing
so, maybe there's a little bit of wiggle room in there to maybe try to discuss an alternate sitch of how we can accomplish.
Oh, do it with liquor.
Maybe we won't.
No beer.
Yeah. It's been nice knowing you, Gary. Yeah. You know Gary gets the Asian flush just thinking about it. Okay, so we're going to just sort of have to pivot our idea. Maybe it's like an offsite thing, no cameras. I sort of just do it in my own volition. And then we sort of boop, drop it into the show.
Okay.
We'll discuss.
Well, there'll be a camera, like your camera, because otherwise, like no one wants a secondhand retelling of you doing Power Hour.
I stretched it out 3 hours. It was insane. It was insane.
I hit the century mark, homie. All right. So we'll table Power Hour here on the show, but we will have a Power Hour check-in because I absolutely want Gary to experience the levels that his bladder will be tested during Power Hour.
My favorite comment in the Instagram comments were like, huh, Gary, in fact, not frat.
No.
I was like, wow, I know that probably comes as a shock to literally everybody, but no, I didn't. So anyway.
He does get fratty energy, but clearly he's never done Edward 40 hands either. So
Never done that, but I am familiar with his game.
Yeah. welcome to the show. We have a lot on deck. We are going to be joined by the one and only Perk, put him in the dirt.
Oh, Kendrick Perkins. I need him like old people need soft shoes.
Let's go. We need this man in our life. He's going to be joining us. We definitely have some NFL free agency stuff that we're going to get to. And we're actually going to have Perk rework some absolute classics. If you don't know, here at ESPN, we have this wall of sayings.
Yes.
And it's like all of the best sayings. Of course, booyah.
Just think booyah.
Yeah. Or any of them. Like, he could go all the way. All the famous lines.
All the way. Games aren't played on paper, they're played in small television sets.
Correct. Yes. Like that kind of stuff. Perk is going to put his own unique little twist on them.
But which is generally a fool's errand because these are the legends who have effectively put those sayings on a map and it keeps us chasing sort of those highs during shows.
Yeah.
Hey, what can I say that is going to be culturally viral till the end of time?
Yeah.
As cool as the other side of the pillow. Okay. Come on, man. That's uncharted territory. So Perk, Good luck.
Yeah, typically,
hey, Perk, good luck.
Typically, no one would want to do that. It would be as popular as a pay toilet in the diarrhea ward. That's a Perkism for you. You know what I mean?
That's good.
All right. So with that, it was very popular the last time we did it on the show. And because we have just had NFL free agency open up, the new season has officially begun. The season within the season has begun. We are going to put on our headsets again.
Back.
And anonymously,
double duty.
We're going to do some love line where we take phone calls anonymously.
Ooh, graphic.
Look at that. From some big stars and figure out who needs some love advice and some help. I need advice on how to put this on. Good God. Okay, here we go.
You guys caught me at the weirdest time stretching my neck. I was like,
he's just mewing.
I told you the one time I was a telemarketer, right? And I was selling newspaper ads when I was in college. I crushed at that job. But anyway.
Yeah. You know what? I think Gary, this is just a play for Gary to audition to be the new Jake from State Farm.
Nah, man. He's got
Jake was supposed to be just a random white guy wearing khakis. And all of a sudden, Jake's like a hot black guy. So why not a hot Polish man.
She
All right.
sounds hideous.
Here we go. Who's our first caller, please?
Caller?
Hey, El Duncan Show. A few days ago, I got dumped. We weren't together for very long, and now I'm hoping to find love again on the dating apps. Should I swipe right in Pittsburgh? What about Vegas?
Wow. Ooh. Okay.
I mean, Pittsburgh to Vegas. I mean, you're going from a blue collar steel city to a city that actually would opt not to even wear collars, not to wear really much of anything. Elle, I feel for this caller. I really do. I'm glad that at least this short tenured relationship doesn't seem like this individual is really dwelling on it that much.
Yeah.
Future forward.
Yeah.
Future mm-hmm. forward.
Yeah. Looking at the future.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
he's not just a stepdad. He's the dad who stepped up.
That's the one.
Here's the thing about you, caller, is I kind of feel for the caller a little bit in this situation.
Yeah.
The caller was already in an unhappy relationship.
Yeah.
You know, it was a relationship that at one point was doing really well. Then they hit that 20-year mark. The kids left. And they were like, we don't really have anything in common anymore. I don't hate you.
What are we even doing?
Yeah, I just don't
it's
really
just
like.
It
yeah.
almost feels like it was just for the money.
Exactly. Yeah. And so here comes this new hot thing. And they're looking at, you know, this guy. And they're like, listen, lose your zero. Get with a hero.
Yep.
We're just a you away from being great. Let's do this.
Yep.
And then this guy shows up. And yeah, and they realized they must have been on that Rocky Mountain high mm-hmm. in order to give him as much money as they did because they sort of realized why, you know, their previous relationship had broke up.
Which is insane because it sounds like from what this caller is describing, this relationship, the other side of it, doesn't really have sort of a plan that seems like or sounds like is better than this particular caller. They're
Correct.
Just sort of like, hey, I'm kind of tired of you. All right. Been there, done that, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Exactly.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out there. Feel bad.
Yeah, they got some new management in town. They're like, we're kind of hot, and we don't really want you in here. They went like Planet Fitness on them. They're like, if you're too in shape, you got to get out of here. We don't want you. The thing that's confusing to me, the people that want this person, Schmushel Wilson, to go to Pittsburgh, they keep saying things like, Mike Tomlin really... That's the kind of personality. I'm like, really? Mike Tomlin does not at all seem like, nor does that city seem like a place that likes catchphrases or as Hollywood as the Schrushel Schwilshans have tended to be. I don't really think that's a fit at all. Vegas feels like the spot.
Oh, see, and I think I would disagree.
No.
Pittsburgh actually quite known for their Hollywood scenes.
What?
They're actually... aside from Atlanta, they love shooting movies there. That's why everything's color coordinated, villain heavy. And ever since this guy left a particular team out west, the Seattle Seahawks, it seems like that's all people depict him as. He is the villain.
Yeah.
He's the guy that's above the team.
We've already spent too much time talking
about
the villain.
You're
No, let's skull it. Somewhere else. Caller.
Oh.
Hey, Elle and Gary. I've been in a relationship for the last 6 years, but recently we've been doubting our future.
Oh.
I'm thinking of getting back out there, maybe testing the Atlanta dating pool. What do you guys think?
I don't need to say this about Atlanta. I've never resided there, but you know what they say about Atlanta.
What?
You know what they say about Atlanta.
What do they say about Atlanta?
You know what they say.
What do they say, Gary?
This is a guy who's sounds like Midwest nice. Like Midwest nice.
Oh, we don't like Midwest nice people in Atlanta.
No, but what I'm saying is once you never go, you know what I mean, in Atlanta. And I just feel like with this particular caller, be careful. Just be careful what you wish for.
Once you go Atlanta, you never go back.
That's what they say, Elle. That's the exact saying I was going for.
Here's another saying. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife.
There it is.
You can't turn a pro into a franchise. And I think what happened to your friend is that... Someone had a mini-sized talent and tried to turn it into a giant-sized talent.
Okay.
And that talent is really, really good until that talent gets into a situation where they have to have like a really big play and instead they throw a pick six, which kind of feels perfect for Atlanta, actually.
Yeah, okay.
Heartbreak City. Let's go. Dial it up.
And to just sort of touch on your initial point, nothing wrong with being a grower versus a shower, okay? Elle, I mean, you sort of step up in the matters and the moments that matter most, and as long as you do, you're all good, is what I'm saying. And maybe in this previous 6 years, it was a lot of, hey, let's get to third base, didn't quite get to home plate, and that's fine. Maybe maybe somewhere else you can.
It's not even the inability to get to home plate. It's the shrinkage that happens in between third and home.
Well, it's so cold in Minnesota. I mean, it's, and it is not in Atlanta.
Fair.
It's so cold.
All right, we're going to continue to field some calls. So who's the next caller?
Hey, Elle, and sometimes Gary.
Thank you.
Lately, my partner and I have been in a funk. Mm. I've been hearing rumors that maybe they're cheating on me and flirting with someone else.
Oh.
Should I leave this relationship or try to fight for what we have? Will that even change their mind?
This is a really tough situation for this person. For the simple reason that, you know, when you first start dating someone, mm-hmm. you kind of put on your best veneer, right? Yes. It's like that you're just doing your absolute best. This was the opposite approach by this person. Like right away, they just laid it all out there. They were farting in the bed. They showed you their horrible credit score. They were like, I suck at this. Like, I'm not very good. Over time.
Suck at what? Because that's could be important.
But here. Over time. Suck in a bad way. Over time, they started to show some redeeming qualities.
Yes.
You know, over time, it was like, oh, wait a minute. Maybe this person's really great. But unfortunately, the image of them and their credit score and how they keep their room, it just is too much. Uh-huh. And you can't sort of get past that to even see the forest through the trees. So this feels like a relationship that started out on a bad foot and progressively got better. But unfortunately, we're just stuck in the past. We need to move on.
No, Elle, I'm glad you brought up Forrest because, you know, once you start throwing those accusations out there, like the words cheat and whatnot, what is trust? Trust is like a forest, right? Yeah. It takes forever to build, takes forever to cultivate, but an instant, all right, to just burn the entire thing down. And once you start floating words out there, you start scrubbing social media accounts per se, the boat has already left the dock. Okay. And unless you're a good swimmer, of course, Lake Michigan's up there. There's no chance in reeling that thing back. There's no chance, Elle, of reeling that thing back. I really feel for this caller.
Speaking of being back, someone is officially back on the market, caller.
Okay, Elle and Gary, I really need some help on this one. My partner just insinuated that we have an open relationship.
Oh.
I guess I should start testing the waters. Do you know of anyone who might be interested in a guy that's good on his feet?
Caller, let me just put this out there because you know the program that we're calling. If you're good on your feet, that's great. But in Elle's book, those feet better be covered up at all times.
Yes.
Don't want to see him on the way to bed, from bed to the bathroom, anywhere. Those feet better be covered. They better be fleet of the feet, the fleetest of the feet, Elle. Yeah.
Listen, Saquon, I mean, caller,
Say
what? Here's my advice to you. Yes. You're in an open relationship.
Gosh,
you don't feel like
dangerous.
You're being appreciated. Save a horse and ride a cowboy. You better take your ass down there. The best way to get over someone is to get under center in Dallas, okay? Big D, that's what they call it, all right? It's calling you, Saquon. I mean, caller.
Because that's what they say. That's what they say. The best way to get over is to get
under center,
underneath a better, more secure, more dominating, more domineering offensive line.
Especially if said team is now being fronted by a new man and a new look. Caller?
Gary, I need some advice. My long-term partner and I have lost that spark.
Yeah.
In an effort to spice things up, I decided to shave my head. Mm-hmm. Can changing my looks fix my relationship?
No, it can. And I really appreciate you addressing, you know, this question directly to me because today, just to sort of garner maybe a little bit more respect on the Elle Duncan Show, I actually dressed, a valet.
I was going to say you look like a caterer.
Do you want to hear our specials?
Yes.
How about this? It's special that this, caller had the wherewithal to say, hey, you know what? The problem is me. Okay. I got to change some things about me. Do I have to change the way I analyze game? Do I have to change the way I lead? Do I have to help change and instilling a new culture? No. You know what's gonna inspire and enact change? Bicking my head.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the small steps. Because what do they say? You can't journey 5,000 miles without, of course, taking the first step.
Sure.
And the first step is to get aerodynamic with the haircut, look a little bit more aggressive, lean like a cholo, and I think, you know what? I'm optimistic about this relationship working out, Elle. I really am.
I'm not because clearly Dak Prescott, I'm sorry, the caller.
Yes.
Clearly they were listening to Michael Jackson and they were contemplating mm-hmm. and they were like, you know what? I am starting with the man in the mirror. I'm going to start with the man in the mirror. And then he yep. realized, I kind of think my haircut's goofy. I'll go there.
But it makes sense.
Yeah.
Hell, it makes perfect sense because what were Michael Jackson's pronouns? He, him, he. And Dak Prescott needs to be he, him. All right, this season for the Dallas Cowboys. He, him.
Oh, fantastic. I don't think, listen, unless the haircut also comes with a better receiving core and a better running game, I don't think it's going to matter. Coming up, he always matters.
Oh.
Kendrick Perkins will join the show and we will get some Perkisms and we will either carry the hell on or I don't remember what the other option is.
Pause.
We'll pause. All coming up on the L. Duncan Show with Gary.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We need your help. Whoa. To help grow the numbers on the L. Duncan Show.
The numbers are big. We need them bigger.
We need them gargantuan.
That's right.
Remember, new episodes drop Mondays and Thursdays, wherever you get your podcasts, also on YouTube, also on TV. And if you don't tell somebody about it, you're going to get the perk treatment.
Shot, okay? Golden opportunity. Go ahead. Give me a slap across the head. But anyway, look, I deserve that. You know why? Because when the Miami Heat was struggling. When the Miami Heat was struggling, I was like, you know what? It's time to trade Jimmy. And
you did say that.
Me for that.
Hey, what's happening? What's up? Got that perk fired up.
What's happening?
Perkins joins the program now. you let RJ slap
yeah,
you?
That's
damn,
crazy,
perk.
It's, you know what? First of all, what's up, L? What's up, Gary? Hey, happy to see y'all. Appreciate y'all having me
on.
Look, you know, every now and then you got to make RJ feel good about himself, yeah. right? He was getting a little Hollywood. He'd been missing. He'd been calling games. He was finally back in the studio. And I kind of missed him. I'm like, you know what? I did actually have this dumb take at one point. Go ahead and get you, you know, a little action on me, man, for once. You know, get your little shining moment. It's all good.
And it's fine, too, because post-slap, Perk had enough ice to just put that on the back of his head. It's actually hanging from his neck right now. Plenty of ice. So the back of the head is completely fine, Perk. I'm glad that you reeled RJ in, because if he unbuttons one more button on that shirt, it's going to be an international incident, man. We can't put everything like that on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's disgusting. I tell him about it every day.
To RJ, a shirt is as useless as a screen door on a submarine. And hey, that, my friends, is an example of what could be a Perkism. For anyone that knows, because Kendrick Perkins is a big, huge star here at ESPN, he is known for his colloquial sayings,
right.
Perkisms, if you will, that tantalize and really make all of us laugh on the show frequently. So we thought we would put you on the spot, Perk, take some very famous sayings from here at ESPN. There's a whole wall here at ESPN. You've seen it. And we're looking at it right now if you're looking at the show. These are things that were said on our air that have just become, stood the test of time and become catchphrases that people are super familiar with. So I'm going to just throw a couple. We'll see if you can perkify them. How about same time tomorrow, knuckleheads?
Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You know what? You better get right before you get left.
Ooh.
That's what that's basically saying. That's you better get right before you get
I
left.
I like that.
That's good.
How about...
You know what I mean? And that, you know, I'm thinking of this on the fly
you
now.
Sure
you know,
are.
You know
this is an ad-lib, man. He's going bar for bar, line for line. He doesn't need to write it down.
This is why we love this, you know? He's doing this on the spot because he's busier than a one-armed paper hanger. Let's go. I'm just inspired. Okay.
The hell is that?
How about this one? He must be the bus driver because he was taking him to school.
Ooh. Must be the bus driver because he was taking them to school. Ooh. Oh. I must say, I might have to steal that one.
Hey, Bert, you can have it, man, because that's been on like a couple of shirts, I'm pretty sure I've seen, like the and one shirts, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm about to take you to church. That's an all-time saying right there.
He must be a bus driver because he's taking them to school.
You like that?
I love it. I'm trying to see what else.
Maybe you just you can't improve on perfection, maybe. Maybe you know what? Let me give you one. That was good.
You
one,
know
right?
what? A lot of my catchphrases really support the negative.
Okay.
See, one kind of was like, you know what I'm saying? He giving him that work, like around the basket. I kind of got to, you know, because look, you want me to open up to y'all and be honest while
please,
I get these
yes, this is a safe zone.
It's a trust tree. Now,
okay, a lot of these catchphrases I do come up on my own, right? But then majority of them is me actually sitting down at the domino table and the spade table, you know, with my uncles, right, and great uncles. And then they say something, and I'm like, you know what? I'm using that tomorrow.
I'm going to tuck that one in for a rainy day or a very bright day, no matter what day. As long as I'm on the clock, this one's getting dropped.
Here's what we know. You, whatever you say, you got us grinning like a possum eating a sweet tater. I'm not proud of myself for any of these.
That's a good one, though. I get it. I can visualize it. I can picture that, L, which is half the battle.
I'm trying so hard to just be as country as possible. One thing we know Perk is known for is his carry the hell on sentiment, okay? He tweets it all the time. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a game with you, Perk, where basically we're going to give you a headline and you tell us to either carry the hell on because you don't want to talk about it or to stay right there and we will expound. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. Draymond Green says Wimby should not be Defensive Player of the Year. Here's why. Before you decide, here's why. Make your argument, Draymond.
He'll have these numbers and he'll have opportunity to win Defensive Player of the Years. I personally don't think that is this year. Even if Rudy Gobert wasn't having the season that he's having and their team having the season that they're having, I still don't think you can give that award to somebody who's on the 24th best defense in the league.
Okay, so would you like to address this or carry the hell on?
I definitely want to address this like the numbers on the house, okay? Number one, I thought Defensive Player of the Year was an individual award, okay? Wemby is leading the league in block shots. Okay, the San Antonio Spurs, Draymond did speak the truth that where he gave you half of the truth. They do rank 24th in the league defensively. But guess what? When Wemby is on the floor, they rank 6th in the league defensively. So, you know, it's kind of splitting hairs here a little bit. So I can't say that Wemby doesn't deserve to get some votes at Defensive Player of the Year because he does change the game on both ends, and the numbers do back it up.
Kendrick Perkins once again bringing his receipts, much like CBS. Perk, I'm glad that we decided to stop down on that. Okay, this is a sports and information program, so this is not necessarily a sports headline, Perk, but you tell us, man, if we want to carry the hell on or keep it pushing. In Las Vegas, TSA is experimenting with self-service TSA checkpoints. What?
Do you want us to address this or do you want to carry the hell on?
Oh, we got to talk about this. First of all, TSA got to check in before TSA actually check you out.
Correct.
That's what you're telling me?
That's right. Yeah. So
TSA is going through security with who? TSA?
No, you're going through security, but it's self-service. So you don't have TSA telling you, take off your shoes, take off your belt, take out your electronics. Oh. It's just self-checkout.
No. Just you, like, self-checkout.
Yeah, I ain't feeling that. Feeling that. And as much as I hate airport security or having to go through it, it's a must, okay? Because my safety is everything. So, like, it's so, like, you asking me to actually trust a system to check everybody out. I can't do that. Yeah. I can't do that. I need some eyes.
Thank you.
I need some hands rubbing in
those
bags.
We need those old-fashioned pat-downs.
Yeah, especially because they are, yeah, especially because they're doing this at Las Vegas. And nobody has their full capacity in Las Vegas.
True.
You're going to have some real long lines, some real confused people. Watching people at a self-checkout is just like watching people at a four-way stop. I'm like, where are your brain cells?
Who's next?
What's happening? All right, and lastly, Perk, Miami is telling spring breakers to stay the at home. We don't want you. We're breaking up with you. We want no parts. Would you like to address this, Perk, or do you want to carry the hell on?
No, we ain't carrying on. We got to talk about this. See, here's the problem I have. I thought spring break in Miami was a tradition. You can't just, matter of fact, it's not tradition, it's history. I don't know one person that hasn't spun one time for their single break in Miami. I have. And damn it, I want my kids to experience. So, no, I'm not with this. You can't cancel somebody fun, right? Like, the world got to keep going.
Yeah, I think that's the concern for Miami. Last year's tradition was 573 arrests and the confiscation of 100 guns.
Yeah, but you know who's making up this rule? Who's trying to ban it? Because whoever it is, it's almost like they got a brown paper bag over their head and trying to drive down a busy highway. They don't have no
the
direction.
The locals, man, they don't want those visitors.
They don't want them. All right, they're all hat and no cattle. Coming up, we're going to basically hit, marry, kill with Kendrick Perkins, but L. Duncan style. Stick around. We'll be right back. He's like, we're doing what?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The L. Duncan Show is back. We're going to play a game with Kendrick Perkins called Start, Bench, Cut. We will give him three things or people based on the topic, and he'll decide who he's going to start, who he's going to bench, who he's going to cut. This is Hit, Marry, Kill. We like to just redo things. That's how it works here on The L. Duncan Show. Are you ready, Perk?
I was born ready.
All right.
I was.
I stay strapped. All right. Top NBA badasses.
Up, Mike.
Top NBA badasses of all time. Start, bench, cut, Charles Oakley, Rick Mahorn, or the Jokic brothers?
Ooh. I'm starting Charles Oakley.
Yep.
Because Charles Oakley, he wanted smoke on and off the floor. You know what I mean? Charles Barkley then whooped a group. Charles Oakley then whooped a group of security before outside of Las Vegas security. Nobody want action with that, okay? Then I'm going to the Jokic brothers. Here's why. Because Jokic wasn't just beefing with any organization. Jokic happened to be beefing with the Miami Heat. Who does the Miami Heat have on their team? Udonis Haslam, the captain, the OG at the time. And for the Jokic brothers, for Jokic and his brothers not only to be beefing with the Miami Heat, but to actually show up in Miami, right, and then go out in Miami and party in Miami, I'm like, damn, y'all really standing on business. Then I'm gonna give, I gotta cut Rick Mahorn because he just don't belong in that conversation with Charles Oakley and the Jokic brothers, not in my recent history.
Listen,
recent memory.
The Jokic brothers started a Twitter account just so they could talk crap to the
I'm
Morris
saying.
Brothers. Like, they wanted it. They wanted it in person and digitally. All right, this is the perfect person to ask because this is the Beaumont bad boy, H-Town's finest, Texas stand up. Perk, yeah. Texas food chains, Wingstop, Whataburger, Chili's.
Start bench just cut.
Stop playing.
Okay.
I know what's coming.
Stop playing. Stop playing. Look, first of all, we're starting Whataburger.
New.
Okay.
Like, don't come giving me anything about Five Guys, and don't come giving me anything about what's the
In and
place
out.
On the West Coast?
In and out.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that.
Shake Shack, yeah.
Whataburger is 24 hours. Everything on Whataburger menu is off the chain, and then you could top it off with the apple pies. That's who I'm starting, okay? If I'm benching somebody, it got to be Wingstop. Mm-hmm. You can't go wrong with Wingstop. You got all flavors. You want the lemon pepper. You want the habanero. You want the honey barbecue. Whatever you want, give me a side of ranch. I'm cool on that. Cutting chilies. Get chilies out of it.
Yeah. So much variety, though, on chilies. You know, on a little Southwestern egg rolls.
True.
Obviously, I'm a big egg roll guy.
Take me to Mexico with the bottomless margaritas.
Yeah, I got you. I'm with that. Those honey butter biscuits, though, when I was in Dallas, those go nuts. But then you got to sleep for the rest of the day because those things will put you in a coma.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you ready? We're going to do this with states that you have lived in before. So we're going to do start, bench, cut, Texas, Oklahoma, or Massachusetts.
Okay, first of all, I'm a Texas boy to the heart.
We know
okay? That nothing will ever replace that. I'm starting Texas, right? Just the weather, the food, the nightlife, whatever you want. I'm staying in Texas. Now, who am I benching? Y'all ready for this?
Ooh, yep.
No way.
Massachusetts.
Ooh,
okay. Hey, look, okay. I know a lot of people got a lot of negative things to say about Boston. But I'm not one of them, okay? When I went to Boston, when I was playing with Boston and I had surgeries and I had to stay throughout the summertime, I will say Boston is a beautiful place in the summertime.
Yeah, it's a nice little summer city.
To kick it. Now, look, does things happen? Yes. But when it comes down to the food, now I may be being biased because I won a championship there and the treatment there is at an all-time high. I mean, damn. But I gotta cut Oklahoma. I gotta cut Oklahoma.
Okay.
Was there anything likable, redeemable about Oklahoma City? Because you know, Perk, they are petitioning to build the world's tallest skyscraper, and that could be their new claim to fame. Supposed to be taller than the Burj Khalifa, a place L has gone.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, I will say this about Oklahoma. It wasn't bad, okay?
Oh.
It wasn't awful. They were actually, trying to build up downtown. You know, Kevin Durant had his restaurant down there. Oh, we were winning games. They was trying to, build up the nightlife a little bit. And then, they still couldn't get past the hours, meaning the curfews. You go outside, it's a ghost town at 9 o'clock. I'm not used to that. Everything closed. I'm not used to that.
Yeah. Oh, I love that he just came up with Oklahoma's new catchphrase. Oklahoma. It ain't that bad.
It ain't that bad.
And finally, Perk, start, bench, cut, your NBA Today co-host, Richard Jefferson, Chinne Malika.
I know who's getting cut.
I know who's getting cut, too. This is tough.
You know what?
Who are you starting?
We're going to get this out the way anyway.
Okay.
We're going to go ahead and cut Richard.
Okay.
We're going to cut him. We're gonna cut him. You know what I mean? That is solely a work relationship with me and him. We're gonna cut him off the muscle, okay? You know what?
It's tough.
I would have to bench Chinne. I'm going in reverse, okay? I'm gonna bench Chinne. Chinne is the sis, H-Town, Texas. You know what I'm saying? We rocking, you know what I'm saying? Chinne got a mixture, right? She can fill in, she can host, her delivery on point when she come in and she breaking down the game, Chinne cheat sheet. And we worked on the Chinne cheat sheet because she married now. You know what I'm saying? My boy, I had to talk to him because, he kind of got in his feelings about that. I had to tell Chinne, You know what I'm saying? We kind of changed that cheat sheet stuff now. You take it, all right? Then we're going to go ahead. I'm going to rock with Malika. You know what I'm saying? Malika throwing lobs. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Big Perk got to go finish it. I go finish it in great fashion. She dropping behind the back passes to me. You know what I'm saying? It worked. Look, let me explain this to y'all. Working with me on a day-to-day basis, all day, every day, it's a headache. I get it, right? Country boy from Beaumont, Texas, broken English. Don't really know, you know, what I'm going to say at times or what I might do.
Yeah.
Like, I might pull off my belt and start whooping a chair.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Then everybody get called to the principal office. You know what I'm saying? I am a wild card. I'm a headache.
I love that.
So Malika does an excellent job of actually prepping me, asking me questions time and time again before the show to make sure that I don't put myself in harm's way, along with being a good coach.
You're not a wild card. You're not a wild card. You're my spirit animal. Perk, we are as grateful as a turkey that dodged Thanksgiving that you could be here with us. And we appreciate you're always welcome here on the L. Duncan Show. Kendrick Perkins, ladies and gentlemen. The L. Duncan Show is the greatest show
ever.
Maybe on earth. Yes. Don't believe me. Just watch Mondays and Thursdays, wherever you get your podcasts, also on YouTube. Also remember, every Friday, ESPN2 from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Tell somebody. It's so funny, too. Like,
they
the
always
tweets,
tell us.
100%. Like, when the show is airing on television, the tweets I get that are like, this is allowed on TV? Cool.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is a good thing.
Yeah, we love
and
it.
And that's generally when I'm out and about the most, I'm active. So sometimes I'll be popping into establishments that, of course, have the worldwide leader on the TV. And I'm like, who's that? Oh, it's me.
Yeah.
Thought that guy looked particularly handsome.
Yeah. You're like, God, that guy's sexy. Oh, that's right. I'm a narcissist.
It's your boy. It's your boy. Me. But humble. But humble.
Yeah. But super humble. So it was very humbling watching this week Jason Kelce retire.
Yes.
It really tickled the heartstrings. What he said to his wife, I was like, man, you have just endeared yourself to everyone on the planet.
Listen.
It was so sincere and sweet.
Got a handful of girls, and I'm sure another one's on the way.
Yeah,
after that, 100%. Thank you for sure.
Yeah, we're going to get an announcement 3.5 months from now.
Definitely.
Got another daughter
we're
on the way.
9 months to the day that I said that beautiful thing about my wife.
And here we go. Totally apropos to have tears there. It was adorable. Travis Kelce was there. The brotherly love was on high alert. He had his friendship bracelet. Mm-hmm. It was just all good feelings and all great things. But.
But. There's a but?
Well, this is a hook, right?
Okay.
We used that totally appropriate situation for tears to bring up some other circumstances where people are just being a little bit whiny in a new segment we like to call the Whambulance.
We're
driving the Whambulance. It's Gary.
Oh, no, I'm glad you guys picked the best picture of me of all time.
Don't you whine about it.
Yeah, true. Get me the Whambulance.
You want to cry about it? So what we'll do is we'll give you a situation. We'll decide.
Okay.
Is the person totally fair for being upset, or should we call the Whambulance and take them off to the crybaby hospital?
I love that. By the way, I've ridden in the ambulance because I needed it. Not cheap.
What did you? Oh, yeah.
Threw my back out. One summer, I blacked out in the gym doing deadlifts. Next thing I know, I'm in an ambulance. And it was about a month after I purchased a motorcycle. And my dad, Colorado State Trooper, so like he deals with like motorcycle accidents all the time. And they just got a call that was like, hey, Gary's on his way to the hospital. That's all they knew.
Oh, no.
And I just bought a motorcycle. My mom and my dad were like, do not do it. But no, I threw out my back at the gym. So he pulls up, lights and sirens. I'm like, I was deadlifting, Dad. I'm sorry. So anyway, I'm glad I was under my parents' insurance because that thing had a comma in it. And I was like, I'm going to have to work my whole life to pay this bill off.
Imagine being Gary's parents and they think that their son's been in a motorcycle accident and then they get there and they're like, don't worry, sir, your son just OD'd on creatine. That's all.
Actually, if I would have OD'd on creatine, I probably could have done the deadlift. I probably needed more of that creatine. But anyway, that's when the bad back started at a tender age of 18.
Oh, man.
Anyway, the Whambulance.
Speaking of the tender age of 18, I mean, I'm sure he's a little bit older, but barely. Arch Manning making some waves because, of course, we're getting ready for the new EA Sports, right? Football.
It's in the game.
Let's go. NCAA 25 game. Everybody signing on.
Everybody.
Arch Manning is like, nah, y'all don't get to use my name, image, and likeness because, according to sources, he wants to, quote, focus on playing football on the field, and he wants to wait until he's the guy. So is this okay? Is this befitting of someone to be whiny about this, or should we call the Wambulance?
Hell nah. You keep that Wambulance parked, man. If my last name was his last name and y'all are only coming at me with $600, which, by the way, I would love a free $600. Arch Manning don't want $600. Yes, of course, 10,000 NCAA players have opted into the game. He don't need to be that guy. He don't need to do that. So I'm cool with this, Arch.
It's not about the money. It's just about the idea that, like, it's not... I understand. Listen, I am sensitive to the fact that Arch Manning has a whole lot of other things that come along with his name and his pedigree. Yeah. And there's a certain amount of, you know, decorum, and there's people, and there's gatekeepers and all of those things with the Manning name. But ultimately, it's just people trying to have fun with a college game. Like, no, you know, it doesn't really matter.
EA Sports using that name to basically propel and amplify their video game. His name, listen, if we're going to vouch for all these players getting what they can through NIL and my name is worth more than your name, throw a comma in for Arch Manning at least. Listen.
So you think someone's out there going, I'm not going to play because Arch Manning's not available. That's stupid.
And fortunately for EA Sports College Football, there's creative players. So you could just throw a 16 into Manning on the back of that jersey. His overall score ain't going to be good. But listen, we haven't seen Arch Manning play, so we don't know what his overall score would have been anyway, L.
Well, we know what Luka Doncic's overall score was against the Pacers. He's slowly becoming the Barry Sanders of the NBA.
Just racking up
and
numbers.
So on Tuesday night, he did this. He decided he's on the bench. He's frustrated. He's angry. And he decided he was going to throw his water bottle. That's because the man is just like averaging a triple-double and they lose every time he does. There he is. Is this befitting of a face of a franchise, or should we call the Wambulance? They're 1-5 over their last six. They're just bad. He had 28 points in the first half, and this is the result.
Luka Doncic is nearing the Dallas Mavericks triple-double record that Jason Kidd holds. Dirk Nowitzki, one of the two legends, holds that record, and he's about to break it in his first handful of seasons with the franchise. Every single person is at fault except Luka Doncic in Dallas. He's the only person, and they got Kyrie Irving keeping that team relevant, keeping that team at least in the conversation of the back half of the Western Conference playoff picture. Keep the Wambulance parked. You need to call 911 and get this man some help. Send everybody. Send the SWAT team. I need some help. And I, meaning Luka Doncic, I feel for the guy. A walking bucket, but he can't get no help.
Yeah, they need vitamin D.
Yes.
They got no defense on team at all. Give him some D. Put him in the sun and let him get it. All right. And finally, we have one more person questionable as to whether this is allowed, acceptable, understandable, or should we call the Wambulance. Joey Votto, the former Reds first baseman. He knew his time was coming to an end last year. They decided they'd just like eat the final year of his deal.
Yeah.
A 10-year, $225 million deal, by the way. Okay. And now he's out here. He's a free agent. He doesn't want to retire.
No.
Sure. He's 40 and also has been injured, but he doesn't want to retire. And so what he's trying to do in a bid to remind people that he's just still here is recreate some famous sad memes like the Keanu Reeves sad Keanu meme
from
when
Keanu, ball.
Yeah, when he was just randomly sitting on a bench. Listen, first of all, the execution was fantastic.
It's very good. We're
seeing a side by side now.
Got the same boots.
The same exact look as the Keanu one. Only Joey is. I can't tell if this is a joke.
He's truly down bad because this guy's a character.
Yeah.
Outside the diamond, which I think is the reason I'm going to say, hey, Joey, in the nicest, most loving way that we can deliver this news to you on the L. Duncan Show with Gary, you're going to have to take a ride in the Wambulance. Maybe just sort of to collect your thoughts.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe just to sort of let somebody else take you to a different destination. He had a hell of a run in Cincinnati. All right. He was built to be in the content game.
Yeah.
This is an open invite for Joey Votto to join the program.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? He's so rich. He doesn't need a Wambulance. He can take a life flight. So for that, Joey, just go. Bruh. You're 40. You batted under 200 last year.
Hey, whoa. Just we don't got to start using facts, L.
Just let it go.
You don't
got
to start hurting the man. He's already hurt enough. Be easy. Come on. $225 million goes a long way, too, in Cincinnati, I bet.
I bet you that it does.
Super duper far.
All right. This show is going a long way down. Yep. It's going down. In
a boy.
What does he say?
In an earlier round.
Oh, okay, cool. That's great.
Sugar, we're going down swinging.
We'll talk about it in the break. We're coming back.
Wait. Oh, damn it. I know what's coming. I know it's about to happen.
We back on the L. Duncan Show. We, K-Perk mentioned Miami spring break.
Miami.
Being haters. So we got to thinking about some of our spring break stories. And well, I was like, which one can I share? I'm at spring break in Panama City Beach.
Oh, damn.
Panama! Story, which of course, I think Marty and McGee always refer to it as the Redneck Riviera.
Yes.
It's very accurate. I am of drinking age, but barely.
Doesn't sound
and
like it.
We are, me and my girls are having a great time. We're having libations. And of course, I have to pee.
Okay.
And
generally
being
happens.
That I'm a classy girl, I'm like, I want to find a bathroom.
Yep.
Now, of course, anybody knows if they've been on a spring break, everybody hoards their bathrooms at their establishments as if they are gold. You can't use them. You can't, you got it, you know, $20 minimum to use the bathroom at the Waffle House, whatever. So I am really trying to find a bathroom and it's, I'm striking out. And it's getting to the point where it's like, this is crucial.
This is going to blow.
We're going to need to go to the bathroom. I have to pee. There's a whole lot of Goldschlager in my liver and I need to go to the bathroom.
What about the whole ocean? That's probably but a stone's throw.
I'm not running to the ocean. I mean, we're right there on the main drag.
Call me crazy. I don't know. Okay.
There's the thong songs playing. I mean, you know what it is.
Cisco?
All of that is happening.
Damn.
And we finally find a place that is willing to let me go to the bathroom. And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm with my friend. And I'm wearing, if you know what the store Rave is or like Wet Seal, okay, I'm wearing like the Wet Seal specials where like the zipper is in the back.
Okay.
You have a back zipper.
Uh-huh.
The zipper goes right down your butt. And we finally get to this bathroom. It's crucial time. And I'm like, I gotta go. The zipper stuck.
What?
Zipper stuck. I'm like, oh my God, Amber, like, just do it. And she's like, the zipper stuck. I'm like, just rip it. And she rips my pants open and I am able to get to the toilet and I pee and it's great and I'm happy.
Okay.
But then I realized.
Oh, damn.
Oh, I have to walk a mile and a half back down the strip. This is before Uber kids. With pants that are ripped all the way down the back. And so, have you ever seen the movie The Human Centipede?
Oh my God, what the hell?
I know this is taking turns.
We had to
essentially human centipede each other. She had to stand almost on my back. It looked like we were snuggling, like a homecoming pose, as we walked inch by inch, shuffled down the main drag of Panama City Beach so that my entire butt was not out because that was the only way that we could
get. Oh my gosh. All right. I'm glad you explained that because I have seen The Human Centipede and anybody else who has is like,
Wait a minute,
this story going? Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
I found you.
That was Elle's spring break song apparently. Damn. Well, I'm glad that you found it and made it to the bathroom.
I did. I made it. Thank you so much for watching our final show. This was it. I said Human Centipede. It's done.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm sweating even more now.
Don't Google it at work.
Ah, dang.